At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to this edition of the Jay Allen Show. I hope you are having a good time after coming off a three-day weekend, especially if you are in the U.S. Because I guess if you weren't in the U.S., well, I guess that really wouldn't apply to you if you really kind of put it into perspective. Anyway, so let's start talking right away about some things going on inside of the world. Thank you for the remarks and the reaction to, the mini that we did on Friday, talking about super safety consultants. Some people liked it, some people didn't, and that's kind of the way that it goes. So let's start talking this lovely Tuesday about some funny things that we need to talk about. And today I decided that let's start taking a dive on why do we get attached to things and people. Keep your friends close and your enemies even closer. Now take a listen to what I have to say about this. It'll be an interesting one, and yes, we're going to kind of go into the deeper side of psychology today as we're talking about some of the other stuff, or let's say mindfulness in psychology as we are talking. So humans are social animals, just in case you don't know that, and that should already be known to all of us if you haven't put that together yet. I mean, even more introverted folks, it doesn't take a degree of biology to find out that that's precisely how we become the dominant species on the planet. If every person starts learning information throughout their life but can't write or pass it on, then the next generation starts from zero. But precisely because we share and socialize, we accumulate experience from other forefathers. For better or for worse, evolution has made an attachment to other people and certain objects, even ideas, and a very interesting and inevitable part of our existence. So think about that. So why does this form? Maybe that's some of the questions that we should probably ask ourselves. Referring from other animals, tigers, eagles, sharks, and the like of human hunt in packs. One naked ape can't wear down an antelope or a bison, but several coordinating attacks can outlast the fast animals. And if it's led here by us to where we are literally today, I mean, think about that. Think about how all that stuff has changed throughout the time. This same reliance of tools was slowly but surely coded into our minds over thousands of years into something more removed, but still essentially the same underlying principles. So can attachment be a benefit or can it be beneficial? Of course, that's why it is so deeply embedded into our psyche. Shared experiences, whether they could be fun adventures or going through sad, tough times, facilitates trust between people. That in turn forges stronger connections, friendships, relationships, and even develops us as a person outside of our external factors. Notice that people who have many secure and tested friendships have this sort of cool aura around them. I mean, think about that real quick. Think about your cool and confident friend that you have there. Confident in their own abilities, but also the fact that they need to help some of the others with their expertise, and they have reliable people to go to. I mean, think about it. Think about how that has changed throughout the whole sequence. So identifying unhealthy attachments is probably the other grand thing that we need to talk about. So at the same time, just because you've known someone for a very long time and gone through hell together doesn't mean that they are either good influence on you or that they will stay that way. Our culture places a twisted sense of honor and loyalty and not detaching from people who are passively and even actively holding you back with outdated ideas, general narcissism, and even jealousy. Sometimes these people can even be family, but there comes a point where strengthening bonds becomes a parasitic tumor. So think about that. You know, that book Boundaries that we've talked about several times on this show is one that comes to mind. And listen, sometimes you have to remove family members from your oikos because it's not the easiest thing to do. In regards of, you know, having that bad juju going around. And I'm going to talk about the juju bone. Let's just make sure we're clear here. Anyways, how to manage attachments is kind of an easy thing. Is it great as having friends and even lovers to rely on? Everyone needs to be able to be able to do enough on their own. It might sound a bit cold, even sociopathic if you think about it, but to help high agreeableness, but that really isn't the case at all. Being strong and confident even when you're alone just means that you can be there for your close ones when they need you or support without compromising your own stability in the process. Another good tip to identify as healthy relationships is people who will hear you out when sad, when they are out when they're sad, and won't immediately tell you how something even worse happened to them recently. Because, you know, that's what you, that's always the great part. You're talking to somebody, well, you need to hear what happened to me. Same rule works in reverse for friends who will celebrate your victories with you and not start gloating over their own recent success. So that's some things to think about today as we're having the discussion about why do we get attached to things and people. So if we're going to final thought this thing, let's kind of do some final thoughts and final words. So what's the answer? Why do we get attached to things and people? It seems like such a fundamental question with no easy answer. But science continues to unravel the mysteries of the human brain. We may be getting closer to understanding of this complex emotion. For now, all we can say is that attachment is one of the most fundamental human emotions, and it plays a key role in our survival and happiness. It's sometimes that we all experience in different ways, but it also where lurking beneath the surface. What has your experience been with attachment taught you about yourself? You can always discuss that. All you have to do is go to safetyfm.com or just go to your favorite social media link and to let us know what's going on. Anyways, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. Don't worry. Another episode of the Jay Allen Show will be on your way before too long. Goodbye for now.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.